It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock. It's time for the carryout. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news so you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. Comptroller Susana Mendoza is calling out Governor Rauner for not being man enough to take her on. I'm trying to figure that quote out. I'm not sure what she's going with here, but she said that Rauner can't handle criticism from a 5'3" woman from Chicago, which, let's be honest, not many of us can. But there's something to be said that Mendoza continues to get under the governor's skin. For as much as he tries to ignore her or try to call her out for being a crony of Mike Madigan, it just doesn't faze her. So that could be fun to watch coming up here in the election season. And again, I wouldn't mess with Susana Mendoza. She seems like the type of Chicagoan that's going to get up in your face if you take a parking spot you didn't shovel out. You know what I mean? I'd be all passive aggressive about it, mumbling under my breath, but not Mendoza. She'd be rapping on the side of the window, "Get out of the car!" That's what you want out of the Illinois comptroller. A screamer, "Get out of the car!" President Trump told us we were going to win national security today. I didn't hear the speech. How many times did he reference the election? Used the word "very," and then used the phrase "the likes of which we've never seen." Oh, he did all three? Great. I got bingo. Awesome. And now it's time for the new download segment, Loophole. President Trump's lawyers are suggesting that Robert Mueller illegally obtained Trump transition emails. What does that even mean? He's the investigator, right? There's no illegal obtaining. He's the legal in this legal argument. Are we to believe that the special prosecutor can look at some emails, but not others? I mean, did he not use the right form online? What are we talking about here? Did he not leave a note when he took him off Carl's desk? Well, illegally obtained. Actually, we should call this segment "Look Over Here Instead." That's what's happening. Yeah, so UFOs are heating up again. If there wasn't enough evidence that we were reverting back to the 80s, what's next, Max Headroom? It was revealed that the Pentagon has a secret UFO investigation going on, and now pilots and other witnesses are coming forward to tell stories of contact. Oh, I see what's happening here. It's another Star Wars tie-in, isn't it? Grapes, diapers, and now the news? Come on, I get it. Great. Go see Star Wars before the Death Star shoots down New Mexico. We get it. I did give the spoiler a little bit earlier. Ladies, some guys, there's a shirtless Adam Driver. I don't think that that's too much of a giveaway. A federal appeals judge resigned quickly today when allegations emerged of sexual harassment. When asked about it, he was like, "I mean, come on, look at me." Gosh, that guy has all the sexual appeal of a federal appeals judge. He really does. Such a good look. Check that guy's look out on Google. You're like, "Oh, that guy." The head of ESPN is stepping down because of substance abuse addiction. Really? That's new. Oh, good. He's just hurting himself and his loved ones. Not everybody else. Look what they've done to us, Pete. We got all callous. I'm callous. Oh, good. Substance abuse. That's not so bad. Famed local bankruptcy lawyer Peter Francis Geraci lost his court case against a former employer. He spent 7 years and $90 million on the case. 7 years and $90 million. Jeez, who represented him? Does Geraci have to call a different late-night lawyer? One that advertises on the Goldbergs? Are you a bankruptcy lawyer going through bankruptcy? Hi, I can help. I'm Justin Kaufman. In weather, I don't know, it's dark out. And AAA is reminding us there's going to be traffic this year, worse than ever. Except, you know, rush hour every day. Right? It's all the same. In sports, the Bears took a national spotlight game and just ruined it for all fans by putting in yet another uninspiring loss. I don't even want to put any emotion into this one. Instead, you know what? I'm going to put the show on autopilot and let Talk Show Robot give you the breakdown while I go get some dinner. Talk Show Robot?
Thank you. The Bears lost to the Lions 20-10. The play of Mitchell Trubisky was terrible. Best player on Bears was recalculating. No one. Bears are now 4-10. sad emoji.
There you go. Talk show robot. Thank you, talk show robot. I'm not even going to spend any more time on this. We'll do it in the Monday evening quarterback. Just, let's talk winners for a change, right? The Chicago Blackhawks had everyone talking about a joyless winter when they lost five in a row a couple weeks back, and they erased that taste in our mouth by turning around and winning five in a row, taking it to the Minnesota Wild last night. The Hawks are now right back in the thick of it with a lot of time left to play. Five in a row, they look fast. They're making all the right plays. The Stars are playing well. Let's not peak too early. I love last year. Last week, are we panicked? Now I'm like, slow down, slow your roll. Win one, lose one. Win one, lose one. All the way till we get to April. All right. And the Bulls take their five-game winning streak home to take on the upstart Sixers tonight at UC, going for six in a row. Six in a row would get them to 9-20. What a hole they dug, huh? And they win five in a row, and now they're just respectable losers. They're not the worst. They're just respectable. The countdown to mild interest in speed skating has begun. The Winter Olympics start in February, and it's in South Korea, and nobody wants to go. I read this whole article, and they're not selling tickets. Not even the Russians, and they're banned. They don't just want to be a part of it. The Winter Olympics are a hard enough sell. Then you go and you put them in a town that's pretty darn close to the madmen that we continue to poke with a stick. But hey, skeet and shoot. I'll pay $500 for that, or whatever that's called. Yeah. Skeet and shoot. Cubs left fielder Kyle Schwarber has reportedly lost 20 pounds already this offseason in an effort to transform himself into an everyday player. Hey, I'll bet he could lose five more pounds if he got rid of that dumb chin beard. Right? I mean, he's 20-something. He's got to have a girlfriend. What's with the color me bad facial hair? Get rid of that, dude. College b-ball, don't look now, but Northwestern's back. They're winning again. They beat up on a good Valpo team last week. They squeaked one out against DePaul this weekend. They're 8-4, all this before the Big Ten games start in early 2018. And finally tonight, Facebook announced they're going to start demoting posts that are just fishing for likes. So the next time you have the urge to say, hey, Facebook, do people like me? Don't do it. Do people like me? Anybody? Come on, likes. One like. Like it. No likes? All right, I'll check back later. That's the carryout for December 18, 2017. Hey, do you want some specialty ketchup? I mean, it's just ketchup mixed with older ketchup, but yeah, secret sauce. All right, here we go. The Touche coming up. Chris Varonis, Dave Lundy will give us the latest in national politics, and we'll talk about whether or not 2017 was a win for the Democrats or Republicans. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.